قال الله تعالى والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh mentions the verse wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and those who make an effort in our cause, then we will certainly guide them our paths. And verily Allah is with those who do good. The next verse, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Rabb, your sustainer, right till mort comes to you. So we have come into this world, and we have to oppose nafs and shaitan and all the evil temptations that we have. And this is right till we leave this world. The word yaqeen has been mentioned, and normally yaqeen is translated into something which is certain. I've got yaqeen in something. I have got certitude in something. I believe something to be I firmly believe in something. So here, maut is something that is a reality. It is something that is true. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and worship your Rabb right till maut comes to you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. And remember the name of your Rabb and devote yourself to Him in exclusive devotion. The word tabattul means to go cut off yourself from everything else in this world and to sit and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There must be those times during the day where a person has solitude. He sits in solitude. He's in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person is all the time busy in dunya, he does not detach himself from all the different activities of this world, then he does not get this peaceful time in seclusion between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is absolutely necessary for all of us, whether it is the time of the hajjud or after any salah time. But there must be those times besides the salat and ibadah that we're making, some time in which we devote ourselves or we're in solitude and we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala then says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Even a person who does an atom's weight of good, no matter how small it may seem, but on the day of Qiyamah, it will be placed in front of you in your side of the good deeds when it is weighed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppress any person. Whatever good you do, no matter how minute and trivial it may seem, but you will be rewarded for it and you will see that good deed on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore a person has to make this continuous effort in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Very similar meaning, whatever good that you do in this world, you will find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is best for the person, and it is most rewarding for the person. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Whatever good you do, Allah is well aware of it. Whether people see it or not, that is not our intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who is seeing. So you do a good deed, it may seem big or small, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing it and Allah will reward you for it. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى قال من عادى لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. This is a hadith Qudsi where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم gives us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or relates to us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. And in this hadith, Allah ta'ala says, مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever becomes an enemy of my friend, whoever opposes any of my friends, Allah says, I declare war upon such a person. A person who is a man of Allah, a person who is a wali of Allah, then he has a special bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any person interfering in this person, with this friend of Allah, Allah says, I declare war upon him. There are two occasions when Allah declares war upon any person. This is one occasion when you interfere with any friend of Allah, whether you taunt him or you accuse him. And the other time is, all those people or that person who indulges in interest transactions, in usury, then Allah Ta'ala declares war upon such a person. Then Allah Rasulullah says, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ. that a person has not gained, or Allah Ta'ala says, my servant has not come closer to me with any action in this world more beloved to me than those things that I have made compulsory upon him. In other words, all those things that Allah has made fard upon us, like our fard salah that we have performed. These are the things that are most dear in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are most beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By fulfilling these faraid, a person becomes most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah ta'ala wants first. So we fulfill all our faraid. Whatever Allah has made compulsory, when we do this, then we become most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is most beloved to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهِ. So you've completed your fard. That is the first thing. That's the first step. After that, my servant continuously comes closer and closer and closer to me now by doing nafil actions, voluntary actions. So we have done our fard. That's the first step. The second step, we pursue in doing nafil actions, voluntary actions, helping the poor, the needy, etc. By doing this, the person is gaining more closest to Allah Rabbul Izzat. He's gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such a level that Allah says, Hatta uhibba, I begin to love such a person. Imagine now. Then, فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ, Allah says, when I love any servant of mine, كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. Allah says, then I become his ear with which he hears, his eye with which he sees, his hand with which he touches, and his feet with which he walks. Ulama explained this. Of course, Allah is free from having any physical limb. What it means, that this person, Allah will protect him and Allah will guide him, and he'll only see that which is correct for him to see, those things which are permissible for him to see. Allah will protect his gaze from haram. Allah will protect him from doing haram actions, from harming others. Allah will protect him from going towards haram avenues. Allah will always be guiding this person. Why? Because Allah loves this person. So he won't touch haram. He won't go towards haram. He won't listen to backbiting, gossiping and ghibat. He won't cast lustful glances at haram. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this happens when Allah begins to love a person. وَإِذَا سَأَلَنِي أَعْطِيتُهُ. And then Allah says, whenever he begs from me, I will most certainly give him whatever he wants. وَلَئِنْ إِسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. And if he has to seek protection in me, Allah says, I will give him my protection. So in this hadith we understand that one has to oppose his nafs and desires and temptations and please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing is, do not interfere in any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't interfere with any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have seen in history all those people who harmed, persecuted any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or who accused any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished those people. In the Salafi Salihin, the incidents, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, somebody accused him, or somebody told him suddenly, just to make a mockery of him. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah was elderly, and he had an elderly mother, old lady, maybe in the 80s and 90s. And suddenly one person comes to him just to provoke him. He says, I wish to get married to your mother. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, he was cool, he was calm. He said, no problem. Let me go and seek permission from my mother. The moment he took one step, this person immediately, Allah Ta'ala punished him and Allah Ta'ala destroyed him. He passed away. Like this, there are so many other incidents where people interfered with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala becomes very, very angry. Allah declares war on such a person. Then of course, the important thing, this hadith we have learned, that let us fulfill all the obligations that are upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made certain things, faraid, our salat, our zakat, discharge of zakat, hajj, etc. And thereafter, indulge in nawafil. The more nafil you do, the more closer you become to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will begin to love us, and then Allah will protect us from doing haram. Then when a person begs from Allah, Allah will answer his supplication. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand and make amal wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma.